Why do people continuously tune you out and not engage? Why is it that you sometimes think you're boring or you lack something, but in reality, it's not you at all. It's simply how you're communicating. That's what we're going to be talking about on today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast. And this really came to surface at a meeting I was just in where I was training a company. And there's something I teach when I go into organizations and companies, and it's called avoiding white noise. In fact, getting rid of white noise phrases, white noise words, and white noise in general. Now, you may say, Chad, what is white noise? What is it that you're talking about? White noise phrases or words are simply words and phrases that mean absolutely nothing. People will say them all the time, but they really don't do anything. Let me give you a few examples. People will say things like, you need to work harder. That's a white noise phrase. What does that even mean? Communication is important. Customer service matters. All those things are white noise. Years ago, I worked in an organization where the CEO would get up and just share white noise all the time. And everyone would nod their heads and they'd be excited. And I recall in one instance where the CEO had everyone gathered together in an all hands meeting, hundreds of employees, staff members there. And he just shared white noise, white noise, white noise, white noise. And everyone applauded and clapped and was excited. And I turned to another leader afterwards and I was like, how do you feel? He's like, oh, I'm so excited. This is awesome. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah, not at all. And then he walked away because the presentation was packed full of white noise phrases and white noise words. And we try, anytime you're communicating, you're trying to get people to take some form of action. They're trying to get people to receive value from what you're saying. There is no value in white noise phrases or white noise words. People will say things like, you need to be more intentional. You need to have confidence. You need greater leadership. All of those statements, there's nothing wrong with any one of those statements. But none of them do anything to help people take action. None of those phrases get people to where they need to be. Now, one thing that you have to do when you hear these white noise phrases, well, the first thing you have to do is acknowledge them and notice that you're using them. All of us are guilty of using those phrases. All of us at some point in time have turned to somebody we're trying to lead, someone we're trying to inspire, and we say things like, be confident. You need to be excited. You need to understand how important people are. All of those things, okay, they're great. And like I said, there's nothing that's wrong about those phrases other than the fact that they, if they are not followed up with direction, then they are white noise phrases. It's important to be confident. Everyone knows that. It's important to communicate. Everyone knows that. But you need to give people direction so that they can be successful at it. So instead of saying, hey, you need to communicate better. Okay. Say, before every meeting, decide the one outcome you want everyone to leave with. So that people begin thinking in their mind, okay, what is the outcome that I want? And one thing people say, be confident. You need to be confident. Well, instead of saying be confident, say, keep one promise to yourself every day. Confidence is built by evidence, not by motivation. Okay, so what is it that you are gonna do? And that prevents or eliminates that white noise. And people say, hey, you should provide great customer service. Instead of that, say, respond to every customer within 1 hour, even if the answer is simply, I'm working on it, right? And then this is, I hear this all the time. People say, oh, we need more accountability. We need more accountability. And when you say this or you hear this, everyone cheers. Yes, we need more accountability. Everyone's cheering. But like that meeting with the CEO, everyone's just saying, yeah, I don't even really know what that means, right? And instead of saying your team needs more accountability, say every project should have one owner, one deadline, and one measurable definition of success. Right? Instead of just throwing out those white noise phrases, instead of just throwing out those white noise words, give clear, consumable direction. Because too often I hear people that are leaders or trying to lead people, they'll just say, oh, these people and I'm trying to lead are frustrating. They don't follow me. And regardless of who it is, it's often because you're using white noise phrases. So, what do you do to make sure that you don't fall into the trap, or rather the white noise phrase or white noise word trap? Because at the end of the day, white noise, why do we call it white noise? Because we don't even notice it anymore. It's kind of like when I was a kid growing up in Southern California, I lived near a freeway. And when I first moved there, I could hear the freeway. But after a while, it became white noise. Or in other words, I couldn't hear the freeway anymore. So often, when you fall into these traps, your words, your phrases, your communication becomes white noise. So regardless of what you were involved with, if you want to be successful, you get rid of that white noise. And so again, let me give you a three-part framework to do that, okay? The first step is in this framework of eliminating white noise phrases is eliminate vague language. And what I mean by that is, could somebody actually do this tomorrow? So if you think about the phrases that I used just a moment ago, be confident, be diligent, you need to remember that people matter, customer service matters, all those things, right? Could they do it tomorrow? Could they be more confident tomorrow? Well, yes, but I don't even know how. So eliminate that vague language. That's number one. Number two is in your process to getting rid of white noise phrases is give one clear next step. Okay, everything that we say, whenever we're communicating, everyone should know, what do I want them to do after this? What action do I want them to take? What process do I want them to engage with? They need to know, what is that next step? Because if we don't offer that next step, if we don't offer that clear next step, like living next to the freeway, it just becomes white noise. And then number three is this. Make it measurable. If people can't measure it, they won't repeat it. If people can't measure it, they won't repeat it. People need to understand that, okay, this is how I measure success. If you just had a basketball court set up with no basketball rims and there were no basketball standards and no one was able to shoot the ball, then no one would want to play because they don't have the ability to know what they're shooting for. You can't measure it. When it is measured, then people engage. It no longer becomes white noise, because when we say things like be confident, you can't measure that, but you can measure the process in which confidence is achieved. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they just continuously engage in white noise phrases and white noise words. Now, the challenge is this. Sometimes we see people who use white noise phrases and actually are successful with it. And we sometimes want to duplicate it because we're like, wait a second, they've achieved so much success through utilizing white noise phrases. But I promise you this, their success is short-lived because once, in fact, I was having a conversation today with a dear friend, Rob Haggerty, and Rob and I were talking about a former individual that we worked with years ago, and he has gone from job to job to job to job. And I turned to Rob and I said, why is that? Why do you think that is? And in essence, Rob said this: he engages in white noise terminology, white noise phrases, white noise words all the time, which does work temporarily. It gets him that next job. But then what happens? Because his success can't be measured, because he doesn't give any clear steps, and because he continues to use that vague language, he finds himself fired from his job. So in essence, if you really want to take your next step in communication, you want to become that expert and that individual that inspires others, that helps others be successful. Because as we've talked before on this podcast, you can have anything in this world you want if you help enough people get what they want, as Zig Ziglar has said. So if you want to achieve that level of success, recognize the white noise phrases that you're using. Recognize those white noise words and get rid of them. And as I mentioned, that three-part framework, where you first eliminate vague language, second, give one clear next step, and number three, make it measurable. Because the reality is this: next time you're in a meeting, coaching an employee, speaking on a stage, recording a podcast, or sitting across the dinner table from your kids, okay, ask yourself one question: did I give them direction, or did I just add more white noise? Because people are desperate to be led, and leadership comes the moment you make the next step crystal clear. Sometimes it is tempting to just fill the void with a bunch of white noise. Sometimes it's tempting to just say those words that mean absolutely nothing. But as I was consulting with another company, a different company, a few days ago, we were talking about a specific employee there. And the general manager turned to me and he said, "Chad, every time he speaks, it's just a word salad. I don't know at all what he's doing. I don't know at all what he's trying to say. And because of it, that individual has lost credibility in the eyes of the general manager." So as you go about your day, as you seek to take yourself to the next level, as you seek to become that expert communicator, and that individual that inspires others to succeed, get rid of white noise phrases and get rid of white noise words, and watch what happens. People will begin to take your words. People will begin to take your direction and achieve completely different levels of success. Now, let me just finish with this. When I started consulting and working with a particular company years ago, okay, he came to me and he said, "Chad, you've really changed me as an individual." He goes, "I have been able to achieve success I never thought was possible." He said, "Chad, you gave me greatness." And I said, no, that's not the case at all. All I did was eliminate the distractions in your life that were keeping you from the greatness that you already had within you. Or in other words, all I did was get rid of the white noise in your life so that you could focus on your next clear step, so that you could achieve your next level of success. Eliminate white noise. Eliminate those phrases and those words. Become a clear communicator. Inspire others as you begin to achieve a whole new level of success. Do it and watch what happens, and have a tremendous day. Take care. Bye now.